Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Both the long-awaited end of the federal government shutdown in Washington and the passing of a budget in Harrisburg bring much-needed relief for food banks. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us the issue of food insecurity still runs deep for 500,000 Philadelphians.
It has been the most challenging time in the history of the organization.
That's George Matisik, executive director of the Share Food Program, a nonprofit which provides food to pantries and schools across the greater Philadelphia region. Their warehouses ran as low as they ever have the last few weeks. Food banks faced increased demand after funding for SNAP benefits was cut during the longest government shutdown in U.S. history, and Share Food has been waiting for Harrisburg lawmakers to agree on a budget for months.
While this wasn't the fastest budget, it was a good budget. Food banks across the state saw an additional $4 million to help buy more food.
But it's uncertain when exactly the 42 million Americans who rely on SNAP will get access to their full November benefits.
The federal budget is not like a button you can just turn on and off and expect it to not have a huge impact on the lives of millions and millions of Americans.
Matisik says even before budgetary difficulties at the state and federal level, food insecurity has been a growing problem.
Affordability of food is continuing to be a challenge. The costs continue to go up. And for the 2 million Pennsylvanians that rely on the SNAP program, this has been a real difficult challenge over the course of this last year.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania's four-month budget impasse has come to an end as both the State House and Senate have agreed to a spending bill that has now been signed by Governor Josh Shapiro. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports on how lawmakers managed to end the 135-day standoff.
State House Democratic Leader Matt Bradford says the $50.1 billion plan is a win for all Pennsylvania.
The second installment of public education investments, a historic new tax cut for our working families, that's real dollars in their checkbook next year.
In a concession to Senate Republicans, the plan ends any talk of Pennsylvania's participation in a multi-state emissions reduction pact called REGI that's been tied up in court since Governor Tom Wolf's executive order in 2019. House Republican leader Jesse Topper says the threat of REGI was costing Pennsylvania jobs.
Being a part of the regional greenhouse gas initiative is truly what was keeping energy development out of Pennsylvania as we were losing jobs to West Virginia and Ohio.
Chester County Democratic Senator Carolyn Committee voted in favor, though she says it was a tough decision as climate change is a real threat.
REGI has become a political lightning rod, so I am willing to set it aside. However, doing nothing is not an option.
While the spending plan ends the impasse, several other code bills specifically directing money still have to be addressed. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council has delayed a vote on the first phase of Mayor Sherrell Parker's $2 billion home initiative. Council held a five-hour hearing on the proposal, but says it will come back for more on Monday. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Council's Housing Committee Chair Jamie Gauthier got out in front of the hearing, holding a morning news conference to call for putting more more money into housing for the poorest residents.
This isn't about locking anyone out of resources. It's about recognizing that if we do not help families who are one rent increase away from homelessness, taxpayers will foot an even higher bill when they end up living on our streets.
Parker rejects Gautier's argument. She says her plan does predominantly serve the lowest income residents, but Parker says she wants to open home ownership to moderate income earners who are priced out of the market.
We have to make sure that our nurses, our teachers, our firefighters, our municipal workforce, if you work here, you should also have access to the American dream.
Those are the basic arguments the hearing delved into, with council members sometimes debating administration officials and sometimes each other. Negotiations between council and the mayor are likely to continue until the hearing reconvenes on Monday. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New Jersey lawmakers are working on legislation that would allow companies to test self-driving vehicles in the state. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
This bill would set the framework for a three-year pilot program giving companies the opportunity to test fully autonomous vehicles. State Senator Andrew Zwicker says there would be a task force consisting of officials and experts from the State Motor Vehicle Commission, Department of Transportation, insurance industry, vehicle manufacturers, and a consumer advocate.
The goal here is to get people comfortable with being in a driverless car and to ensure that it's safe.
Zwicker says testers would not be able to operate in the state unless they meet certain conditions for safety, including a requirement that a human is in the driver's seat.
We are going to start off dipping our toe into this, but we hope to move quickly to fully autonomous, no driver of any kind in the car.
The Senate Transportation Committee voted to advance this bill. It still needs to pass full votes in the Senate and Assembly before it can be signed into law. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.